Yes, it's time.
Oh, shit.
It's time to pod. The podcast is happening. This is Yo, Is This Racist? When Tawny's not here, I feel like I do a much tighter job of introducing the show.
Because she's going to listen to it and you don't want to get a talk.
I don't want that smoke. But also, I feel like this is not... I guess what it ultimately is I feel more like comfortable. I guess technically describing wasting Tawny's time, but I feel worse wasting a guest's time.
Here's the thing. You don't gotta treat me special.
And also, now I'm losing faith in how I was gonna introduce you, because I was gonna introduce Matt Rockadaka.
Let's go. Hell
but
yes.
But what about Aparaka?
I like Rockadapa.
It's I worse. Think first thought, best thought.
Yep.
I think. Now we're sort of in the...
We could edit this out, but we're not going to edit it out. What's up, Matt?
Not much. How you guys doing? Thanks for having me. I miss you guys. I listen every week, and I am always like... And then I think...
Just fucking text us. We'll read your shit out loud.
Look, I mean, I've thought about this, but I'm like, I can't bother people with me texting responses to podcasts they likely don't remember what they're talking about. That to me is like a bridge too far.
Yeah. Honored to think that you'd be bothering any of us.
Yeah. You wouldn't be bothering us, but you're right about the memory thing. The memory issue is big for me. I guess Kevin tends to be the repository of what actually gets said.
Kevin's like, I mean, I think because Kevin's in the producer chair, I'm like this with the shows I produce as well. I remember everything that everybody else says somehow. Somebody be like, oh, do you remember this? I'm like, yeah. But it comes to something that I said, I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about, man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all are good at your jobs.
Dang, that's funny as hell. I said that? That was a banger. Really? Okay, that was me.
We were going to do this off mic, but Matt, you're having a rocking 48, a rocking 36 hours?
That's right. I mean, I guess what? It's just actually under 24 at this point.
Nice.
I saw Weezer last night at the Lodge Room in Highland Park. Dogstar, Keanu Reeves' band, was the opening band. And they first played together 30 years ago, and then it's the 30th anniversary of the Blue Album, so Weezer invited them to be their openers, and they did it. And it was really interesting to see Keanu, first of all, because he's such an icon.
I would love to know how the performance was, how he was, the energy, what he, was for, it like?
For anyone all, who doesn't know, yeah. I shall say, Matt is... the number one Weezer fan.
I was at this literally just happened. I'm wearing a different Weezer t-shirt than the one I got last night, but I'm wearing a Weezer t-shirt right now. And my fiance Isabel and I walked to, we were just, you know, doing our little afternoon constitutional, just kind of like walking around the neighborhood, seeing what's going on, keeping a patrol, and just kind of keep our eyes on.
Yeah, you're the
on
neighborhood watch.
Yeah, we're the neighborhood watch, and we sort of just see the goings on, and we, you know, invent gossip about what it could be. And we saw that there was a garage sale, and there was like a little sale going on, and I'm kind of just puttering around because I never get anything. Like, it's not usually my scene, you know. But then one of the guys there is like, hey, you like Weezer? And I go, hell yeah, I do. And he pulls out this purple shirt and hands it to me. It doesn't say anything on the back. I flip it over. It's from when Weezer and Panic at the Disco were on a tour together.
Whoa.
It was a crew t-shirt. He just handed it to me, gave it to me for free. Just happened.
Holy shit. Damn. That's amazing.
He put it out there in the world.
Yeah.
A Weezer fan.
You're a Weezer fan.
I went to, they played the Blue Album in full last night because it's the 30th anniversary of the Blue Album, which is insane to think about. But Keanu. Yeah. Keanu. Quiet man. Quiet, like, I feel like he's like a quiet man in general. Like, people don't think of him as like a big talker.
Yeah.
Like, he'll talk and he'll do interviews and stuff, but he's not like he's not like Robert Downey Jr. or something. He's not always running his mouth or
he's
something.
He's not bringing
right?
crazy alpha energy.
He doesn't seem like he hates it, but he doesn't seem like he loves the camera.
No. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because here's the thing. The camera loves him.
That's true. and it's not reciprocal.
His battle, his constant battle.
I know, he's like, if only this camera didn't love me so much. If only I wasn't one of the more entertaining movie stars that we have.
Yes.
But he did
What's
not
his
say,
instrument?
He plays the bass.
Okay, yeah.
And he's like freaking John Wick on that thing. He's like freaking Neo. He's the one. He's good. He's like a good, I don't know if he's like the best bass player ever, but he was like a really good, I was like very impressed.
Yeah, for a celebrity, impressive.
Yes, and he's, you know, this band hasn't been together for, you know, it's been 30 years. They just put out an album, I think, a year and a half ago or something. Their first in several years. And so he just kind of does it. So that means he's practicing. That means he's keeping it up.
I feel like he spends most of the day using, he uses his money in a way that it's like, it just gives him the luxury to either be on the base or at the gun range.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And he's like equally proficient at both. He was really good. He did not say a word to us at all. He didn't say anything to the crowd, but he did sort of like acknowledge the crowd with like a little, like he put his hands over his heart like this.
Yep.
And then he hit us with a prayer hands.
Yes.
You know? And I was like, honestly, that's exactly what you want from him. It was so great.
Yeah.
It was like, cause he's like, I don't know. It was just interesting. Cause like, I've seen him before. I used to go to the Long Beach Grand Prix when I was a kid. Like, cause it's just a bunch of cars going really fast and stuff. It was like a cool.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
It was like a cool thing. It's like you can go for free if you have the newspaper. Like if you have the local newspaper, there's usually like a ticket. And like my mom and my stepdad would just take us to get us out of the house and we'd go watch cars go really fast and just go crazy. But there was a celebrity race at the Grand Prix. And one year, I might be conflating years, but one year it was like Carlos Mencia, Adam Carolla, and Keanu Reeves. And even at that age, I was like, this is an odd pair. This is... I was like, this doesn't make a lick of sense. He's Neo at this point, right?
Yeah.
And he won. He's like, because he takes that shit seriously. He's like a good, I think he's a good driver.
God, if that ended with like, and Corolla kicked their butts. I'd
Yeah. Well, actually, it was interesting. Keanu won, but Carlos Mencia said he did and not gave him the trophy.
Actually, I was driving that car.
That's the mind of Mencia for you.
Yeah, he's so wicked.
That's what it is, though, with Keanu Reeves, is the reason it seemed like maybe he wasn't a good actor initially, but then it turns out he's just good at everything, is he's a man who takes everything 1,000 times more seriously than you need to.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like a big, like, I don't know, you see him training for like those John Wick movies and stuff, and he's like... Mm-hmm. He's doing stuff that would kill people for real. he's really good. And then when they shot the new Matrix movie and him and Carrie Ann Moss were jumping off the side of a skyscraper, I'm like, they don't have to be the ones doing that. That's really crazy that they're doing that. But he, and also the big shock of the night was that he cut his hair. And there was a murmur in the crowd about it. People were really like talking about, oh my God, he cut his hair.
Like Neo length? Or
it's about Neo length.
Damn.
And how did it look?
He looks like $1,000,000. He looked great. He still has the sort of like, he has the type of beard that if I grew a beard, I would have. It's like very like patchy, but he's like committed to it.
But
I think it looks good.
He looks
patchy,
he looks good.
Patchy but long is I've been considering, I won't, but I've been considering going for...
Have you ever had a full beard before?
I can't.
You can't? I can't really do it either. No, the follicles on my face, they're like too far apart.
Yeah.
Like you could really see, like, there's like not... I look like Snoopy's cousin with like facial hair.
Spike?
I look like Spike. That's what I'm talking about.
I love Spike.
I like his attitude.
This is something actually we need to get our premium show Dale Dudes back going.
Oh, yes. Yeah, let's do
it. I think you and I have a love for the characters that are the wrong character.
yeah. It's Chip and Dale. It's it's Spike. Who else?
Garfield's neighbor or something.
I'm normal all the way. Or Odie.
You're normal coded.
Yeah, I am. I'm just like a little sweetie.
Send your ass to Abu Dhabi.
It is so wild that I had read the word Abu Dhabi without considering anything about what it was. I guess the idea was it's just the farthest place Garfield could think of.
It's funny that he's even thinking about human geography. Like, that's really funny.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, well, I know of some places, but that doesn't sound far enough.
Yeah, It's got to be Abu Dhabi.
Where is Garfield even?
I don't know.
What if it's not that far? What if he's like, I mean, he could be like in Europe somewhere, you know? We don't know.
Yeah, he lives in Istanbul. It's actually really close. He could drive if he wanted to.
But it was at the Lodge Room, the concert last night. It was very intimate, I've seen them in small venues like that before, but it was just a lot of fun. I have to wear my earplugs now, though.
I was at one point a guest on your Weezer podcast, and my whole thing was, I don't know jack shit about Weezer, but I'm glad you love Weezer so much. And it is like amazing.
You did the Green Album, that's the turning point for a lot of people. Because that was the Blue Album, obviously highly regarded.
Yeah, people
Pinkerton,
know that one.
Highly regarded later, not initially. Then they took a few years off. They took like 5-6 years off, and come back with the Green Album. And people are like,
Matt is loving this.
They don't.
Matt, you're like the way old white people talk about the Beatles right now. So let me tell you about Weezer.
Let me tell you something. Yeah, it's just, I think it's the absolute like most like Southern California I can be. But it's like, there was a guy behind me in line last night that was like, I wouldn't pay to see anything more than the Blue Album. And I almost turned around because I was like, that's like such fake fan energy.
Yes.
Like, I hate that. I hate that so much. Everybody here is like a huge fan and you're just like being like a hipster dork. Like, get out of here, dude.
I love this energy from you specifically. It's weird because I feel like if you were a white guy, I would find it much more grating, but I find it very, very endearing.
I had an incident at a party. It was not an incident, but once I say what it is, Kevin was like right there when it happened, actually, at our pal Ify Wadiwe's birthday party at Verdugo Bar.
Do you remember what I said afterward, too?
No, I don't. So
tell the story. Go ahead.
Remind me. So I was trying to get the bartender's attention. It was crowded because it was raining, so everybody was inside. Usually, I have the same problem getting the bartender's attention, but I can get it done a little faster. This was turning into an issue. I'm standing by like the end of the bar. It's close to the door to like go outside, and this guy walks by me. I think. Did Kevin see this happen or was I like...
We were talking.
So this guy walks by me, squeezes by all of us, somehow knocks into me to the point where I'm like almost down. Like I did a pretty big like tumble almost. Like I didn't
hit the ground. He kind of checked Matt as he was leaving.
Yeah. And I turned around and I said, Jesus Christ. And the guy was like, I'm so sorry. That was the most mad I could get at a stranger, by the way.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
I was like, I never ever would say anything. And also he was a lot bigger than me. I wasn't sure he was there with the party, but I was like, Jesus Christ, man. And then Kevin hit us with what you said.
I leaned into you and I said, you want me to kick his ass?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just the two most like
dorks.
Yeah, the big dweebs at the party. I think if there was a dweeb ranking, we were like somewhere in the middle. I think we were doing all right.
Yes, that's true.
There are some bigger dweebs there for sure.
That place has too many dweebs, but I guess just enough not dweebs. Mm-hmm. That place has too many dweebs for a place that this is Verdugo Bar in what, Highland Park? Is that the neighborhood?
Glassell Park,
which is it's like a place where like I feel like everyone has like comedy birthday parties there, but they
it's
also
not
will
big
like
enough if you're popular,
like yeah, you. Yes,
yeah.
Well, the other thing though is that it's like a weird place to like just I associate it with just like I don't know UCB people, but they also have a fucking metal detector at the door.
Well, yes, apparently there was a pretty severe incident. There was another guy there. They had a big problem there not long ago. And somebody, I was like, I just didn't know about it. So I was kind of talking loud. I was like, oh, it kind of took a long time. You think if it was not that, it's been happening for a while. They'd have a system down, but it was raining and they were taking a long time to get people in. And some guy tapped me on the shoulder and goes, you know, something did happen here. And I was like, okay, I didn't think he was lying.
It's the same guy from the Weezer concert.
Yeah. Just a bunch of big annoying dorks. Yeah.
Oh my God. I was just like, really? You're going to fucking, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go, I guess.
It felt like going to, I guess I also, the only other place I get wanded down is going into women's soccer games, which is some of the least necessary wanding I've ever
I was getting concerned about what the second half of that sentence was going to be, so I'm glad it was soccer games.
It's the only football, mate.
Yeah.
It's the only sport I care about.
I would like to go to one. I have not been to see the Angel City. I went to my first Galaxy game like a year ago, and I was like,
Galaxy?
I have some friends that are deep, deep
damn
Galaxy. Dark. Yeah.
And that's wild.
I know.
This I respect less than the Weezer thing, because I was at the other team in LA is called LAFC.
Yeah.
And there was a moment where I was just like, I went to a game where they played the Galaxy, and I didn't realize how white the Galaxy fan base was.
Yeah, yeah. I will say these are like all my like downy like Mexican friends, but for some reason they've glommed on to.
Yeah.
They like don't. Well, they do not cross party lines with LAFC. They do not like it.
Well, I think it's because they were like, I'm sure they're like the original. It's like we've liked soccer since it arrived in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And this newcomer bullshit is frankly appropriating
totally
our culture.
Yeah,
however,
absolutely.
It is wild.
It's cool that that new stadium has both Angel City and LAFCs there at BMO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really fun. I'm looking forward to it. By the time this episode comes out, we'll have played our home opener.
Oh, wow.
And I'm stoked. I love this is
when you're there, do you get like a do you have a go-to meal?
My man,
there?
Get ready. Here we go. So
this
I try to
I
get
love.
There between an hour and a half to an hour early. And the pro tip, unfortunately, is just don't buy any food inside the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Even though for stadium food, it's actually not bad. But I don't think this podcast is big enough with the LAPD community for this to matter, but there's basically kind of like an unspoken
things have changed since you left.
Yeah, okay,
unspoken rule, that like it's just kind of like tailgate rules on the out on the lawn outside.
I've noticed
of,
this people
of
selling
BMO.
Loose beers and like shots and stuff,
just like literal shots, like guys pushing carts with an open tequila bottle and like those little dentist like cups, shot glasses,
a pixie cup.
Yeah.
And it's just like $8 for a shot of tequila.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting.
Do you
it is
want
an unbelievable,
one?
It's an unbeatable vibe, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, on my way, I've only seen concerts there. I've seen The Killers and Blink-182 there separately. It would be a strange lineup if they were on one.
You never know.
But the second time, it was like, there were no rules out there. It was...
I assumed it was just like a like 2020, 2021 kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then once like kind of like the COVID vibe started, like, you know, they just like would stop relaxing the COVID type rules.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just like this. But I also do say like sometimes when the cops will go around, they kind of make like the vendors make kind of like a half-assed attempt to like hide, you know, the tequila bottle goes like a little bit away.
Yeah, they like go like
away.
This to the label. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's still a
glass
bottle, dude.
Legal, I don't think. but so my move is there's multiple kind of like Oaxacan type stands, and I've been getting just like a street tlayuda.
Wow.
Which is like, sometimes I get there a little late and they're not the freshest. Mm-hmm. Or a mamela.
Yeah.
I like a bean and tortilla and a little bit of a pork fat situation.
Wow.
And just have like a loose beer.
That rocks.
Outside. It's so good. And
you've
it is
probably
like,
spent the amount of one beer in the stadium.
Yeah. Totally. Oh, no. Yeah. It's like literally like a fifth of like the whole meal. Like a couple beers if you want, and like food, plenty of food is like less than a stadium beer. So
I'm gonna
have
to do that next time. That sounds like a heavenly afternoon.
It
really, really good.
That's the thing. Is like even if you don't love soccer,
yeah,
like Angel City games are so cheap, relatively speaking. if you just want an afternoon, this is how I think of Dodgers games because I'm not a baseball fan.
Yeah.
Because but I live really close to Dodger Stadium and I end up going. I mean, this was more when the Dodgers were bad.
Yeah.
But I was like, I just treat going to the Dodger game as like, it's just like an open air hot dog stand with a $5 cover charge.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll hear some jock jams. You're like, this is fine. This
yeah. Right. Like I don't care if a baseball game is going on.
Yeah.
So now, yeah, that's like recommend
less of a luxury.
Yeah, now
I tried to
you
buy
can't...
tickets this for opening day. And like the cheapest seats in the house are $160.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
We're paying for Ohtani. We're paying big time.
It's really fucking up my my sports calendar that the Dodgers are good.
It's also fucking up your hot dog calendar big time. You're like, when are you gonna get a hot dog?
I don't know. Even though they're objectively not good, I eat so many Dodger dogs.
Yeah, they're just like, what are you gonna do? I'll eat three and let's call it a day. That's like it's a you know.
You kind of just have to like realize that they're basically like they're like steamed. It's like if you're down with like a wet bun, like fucking White Castle style.
Yeah.
Somehow
that is like my second favorite preparation of a hot dog. Like I prefer it like in somebody's backyard grilled.
Sure.
Or I want it presented to me in foil steamed somehow.
Yeah.
Like and then me making them at home is like third. Yeah. But I guess maybe number one would be like the street meat, like outside a concert, like somebody just grilling up some onions and some bacon on a flat top and then giving you the most life-saving hot dog.
Life-saving and life-ending at the same time.
Yes, exactly. Roll the dice.
We've talked a ton. This is great. We're really going loosey-goosey. Wait, one thing I did want to say, but also on the Matt Rockadaka tip, you're taking guitar lessons, and this is so fucking rad. I was like, you got here and how did Kevin, you just knew he was taking guitar lessons. Dope.
Yeah. I posted it on the close friends, you know, let the peeps know first that I'm up to no good.
And, shredded.
But it was just something that I was saying to you guys before that, like, I just kind of felt like I needed some like different like input. Like I've truly felt like a little like creatively stagnant like for a while, and I was like, oh, like I don't know what to do to, you know, reattach those wires, kind of, because you kind of do something the same way for so long. And I was like, oh, like this is why they tell you to drive to work different like ways, or like drive places you go a lot different ways, so that you don't like, so your brain still stays working.
Good for your brain.
Mm-hmm. But
really?
Yes.
Fuck.
Yeah. It might be too late for you, Andrew. But
guys, I gotta do some. I gotta get in the car real quick.
It's too far gone. But I was like, oh, like I've had this guitar and I've always wanted to learn how to play it, and like, I don't know how. So I'll see if they had a class. And it just so happened that that they had a class. I looked at it last weekend. They had a class that was starting like this weekend. And I was like, oh, like I have to do it. Like it was literally like the perfect time for it. And it lasts
the classes
for like a few
I'm
weeks.
I'm so pro music and just any creative class, but like music ones specifically, connecting to everything you're talking about. I was talking to Leah today about, we were listening to Beverly Hills by Weezer, and I was I learned this in a music class on drums in seventh grade. And I learned so much on drums that year because the instructor each week was like, here's the new song, here's the new song.
Oh.
And if I didn't have that instructor like each week pushing it, I would have stopped like immediately, like without someone forcing me to do it. And then I did the same thing. I don't know if you remember this, Matt, but like 4 or 5 years ago, I found a guitar instructor on Yelp in Hollywood, and I would walk to his place once a week, and he was like bizarre, nice, super nice guy, but bizarre metalhead energy. Mm-hmm. And same thing. It was just like, I did it for maybe like 2 or 3 months where just like walking, you know, to this dude's like one bedroom apartment, and he was like, all right, brother, let's jam. And then he would pull out like Ozzy Osbourne or like Metallica and stuff, in a way that I was like, if I don't have this person or class or something, I'm not motivated enough to keep like that pressure helped me so much.
Yeah, this class is like super, super intro, which I think is great. And like, I would totally probably like to, once I have those basics, like take another class. So like, honestly, maybe I'll go to this guy's house and see what's going on.
I'm loving this.
But like, I think it's like, cause I have all like these, like I've put on shows before that have had like music and comedy and stuff. And like, I've like sang with like, comedy friends of mine that play music, and I'm like, oh, like I'd like to do what they're doing instead, like, because I'm not like a strong singer, but like, and I don't have even like frontman energy. I get like shy, you know.
No,
I get a little shy. There was a guy at the concert last night.
Yeah,
there was a guy at the concert last night. Yeah, just thank you.
Yeah, you're Keanu. Yeah,
a guy that recognized me from the Weezer podcast, and. He like shouted.
I hope so.
He shouted my name, and I did love it. I absolutely loved it. But for something, I had like a response to it. I started to hide behind Isabel.
Oh my
you
god!
You're having a little bit of bashful, like even on the Zoom right now.
Yeah, I was being so shy, and but it was very sweet. I like that. I want people to feel like that they can do that.
I think we talked about this a little bit. On last week's episode, but if it's me, Matt, or Kevin, like, don't bother Tawny unless it seems like she wants to be bothered.
Absolutely.
Fucking bother us.
Hi. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else like, are we doing?
That's like, I mean, it's so cool that anybody even gives a shit, but yeah, I was like, and then it's in this class, I'm sort of like, I want to just learn it so I can actually say that I tried to do it. Even if it's not something that I stick with, but I would like to stick with it because I would like to like do a show where I do it in front of people. That's like a goal. That'd be so fun to me.
Listen, I just want you to step up to the mic and then just as you're strapping on your guitar and just be like doing a little musical comedy.
Yeah, I'm gonna sort of do like I'm gonna be in like my Dimitri Martin bag. Do some like silly drawings and stuff and.
Oh, hell yeah. Props.
Yeah, absolutely.
All props.
Yeah.
It did just occur to me that I was like, okay, we should probably just take a break. But bringing up the fact that we're on a podcast, I did want to do a quick follow-up for the listeners. This is just a basic technical housekeeping. But as far as I know, everyone's premium feeds should be working again. Is that correct, Kevin?
Yes.
Kevin, thank you so much for figuring this shit out
in a way
that was unbelievably quick. I was
DM me if you're still having any issues with like Yo Can We Live or Suboptimal, but I did migrate the feeds to a new system and redirected them all to this new system. So in theory, if anyone was having any issues just refreshing the feed, you shouldn't have to delete or add anything. This refresh should have fixed it. But if not, I'm on Instagram or you can find
I will say this. I sent a bunch of texts from 323-3897223. You can text in questions now.
Great.
I don't think we're going to use any text questions this week, especially because we just blew through the first half of the show. So let's take our little break. Who knows what's going to happen? And then we'll come back and we'll do, I don't know, one or two voicemails. Okay. We're back. In two things, this is not actually advice, like an advice question, but this is a follow-up from last week's question about the conspiracy theorist birds aren't real, which I will say conservatively, I got 1 million DMs about.
From people who are like, they're not? Or like...
Yeah, no, from people who are like, you fucking bozo. But the majority
of birds with the cows.
The sentiment is contained in the voicemail. So let's just play the voicemail first, and then I'll say what I think is my piece, and you guys can tell me why I'm wrong.
Hey, my name's Caitlin. Really enjoy the podcast. I just listened to the episode talking about the birds aren't real. You guys were asking a lot of questions about where this started. It was started by a college kid named Peter McIndoe back in like 2016, 2017. It was a direct response to all of the conspiracy theories around the Trump campaign and the Trump political movement. And it was one big joke. He intentionally created it to be as absurd as possible to give people a way to laugh at all these other conspiracy theories that were floating around out there. He's got a website. He sells merch. If you Google Birds Aren't Real, you'll find all kinds of stuff. He's done interviews with the New York Times, Vice. He's been on 60 Minutes where he explained that this was one big conspiracy. It was all just a big joke. And most of the original supporters were all in on the joke. They all knew that this was fake, and they all knew that they were just having a laugh, mocking real conspiracy theorists. I think since then, some people have come to sincerely believe in it, but that is the origin of the conspiracy theory. And a lot of the times when you hear people say birds aren't real, they are people who are actually in on the joke and continue to have a laugh. Obviously, some people may believe it for real, but most people don't. Anyway, really enjoy the show. You guys do a great job, and I hope some of this was helpful. Bye.
This was the nicest version of people writing in. Multiple people were like, it was, I think, to paraphrase the kids, it was very cringe that we did not know about birds aren't real.
Look, if it's on like, if it's like a, I'm immediately on your guys' side, first of all, because I don't think this should be allowed. I don't think that you should be able to make a fake conspiracy. There are already too many ones that people believe. Don't do a fake one. And also, it's like, okay, so it's like you put it on a cute little shirt, and that's all. Like, okay, great. For this reason, I'm out. I'm not doing it.
Mm-hmm. I think you're unfortunately,
but Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah. No. I've read no deals.
That's investing in conspiracy.
I'm not investing, actually. I'm out.
Here's my thing that goes to like this larger comedy fucking rant that I think it's this weird thing, or not weird thing, but I guess this is slightly more inside baseball than I realize, which is that like, this falls to me under the category of pranks. This is like on April Fool's, where people who, let's just call them amateurs, will just say a lie that does not contain the information that you would need to debunk it. And then when you believe it, they'll say, I fooled you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It's like that. It's like, I don't know. It's...
Punked. I mean, in punked, at least, they would make an effort to go so over the top that people should be able to deduce that this is not real.
But they show the work, too, right? On punk, they at least show you the buildup to what it is, and then they show you how the pieces all fall together. And Jackass, similarly, where a lot of the times the prank is somebody's getting their balls, like, stapled or whatever, but, like, which is not really a prank. It's just kind of more of a stunt, right? But the thing about this that doesn't fly with me is that it's explaining a joke.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's like, so like, if you don't know about it, it's not... There's not enough there to deduce that it's fake. So the fact that you have to then explain that it's a joke, and I'm sure all these people that left you voicemails that were normal and fine about it are going to be cool with me about it right now, too. But I think you can't, if you have to explain the joke, it doesn't work. So if you have to explain
satirical
conspiracy. It's not, don't do that. Because then there are people that probably do believe it.
Well,
it's a non-zero number.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think it's definitely not a non-zero number. And also, this falls in line with even what many people consider high-level, like, political satire, which is, like, the degree to which it doesn't do your political aim, I would even extend to, this might be out of line, and, like, you know, I guess, like, respect to the people who made the show, but, like, I would say, like, the original Colbert Report didn't really work either, because actual right-wing people were like, we fucking love this guy. Like, George W. Bush loved him. So I'm like, well, then what is this doing, really?
Yeah, I think, like, I don't know. Maybe we should all just stop.
Yeah, when your quote-unquote joke can be, like, an actual think piece by, like, Alex Jones, like, I think you might have missed the mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I don't even know. I mean, the point that's probably depressing is that there's no conspiracy that's so... Like, because I feel like the guy would argue, this is so obviously fake. Who could believe birds are real? Mm-hmm. And it's like, I mean, a lot of Americans is the answer. Like, none of, there's like routinely flat earth people out there. How is this like different, really?
Hollow moon, like that, yeah. All that stuff is like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's birds not being real is like,
yeah,
a more tame version. Like, it's like it's, yeah, like it's not that crazy compared right. to the other two.
It would be less work for birds to be fake yeah. than for the moon to be a
yeah
robot.
I could fake a bird.
Yeah. we love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
oh,
sorry
for getting
more people.
No, I mean, I was more just like, I was like, they're like, you haven't heard of, they also, I will say, this is maybe more of a me also being a little disdainful of, I guess, the people that write in, but people are like, there was a TED talk on this. And truly the most insulting thing, is that we have enough members of our audience that think that I listen yeah. to TED talks. Like, get the fuck out of here. I will never and would never be a TED talk person.
No, I don't. I'm good. I the only TED I want to see talking is that fucking bear.
Yeah.
Yeah. At least he's funny.
Oh man. All right. Thanks for getting my back. Let's glad yeah. we cleared that one up. Let's do one more voicemail. I think we can squeeze it in.
Hi, I am calling to snitch on the LA Master Chorale. I was recently talking to a opera supernumerary and asked if he sang with the Master Chorale. And he said, no, he auditioned, but they're trying to diversify, so he didn't make it. I didn't know what to say, and I didn't want to start mess at my job, so I was just like, oh. So maybe I failed. But I don't know if the LA Master Chorale is saying that or if it's just like the white dudes telling each other that, but boo. Okay, bye.
None of the specifics matter here, but we're all familiar with the phenomenon of when white people don't get something, they get told it's because they're white.
Yes. Yeah, it's that is less real than birds being fake.
It's also like, imagine being like looking at fucking opera or Master Chorale, whatever the fuck yeah. we're talking about. There's no world of like singing for people who wear tuxedos that isn't unbelievably white.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
There was like the only applicable, like the only comp I have for this is the year I got on Herald Night at UCB.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like it was that year and like things were starting to change a little bit. This was like 2016, right? And so they were starting to look at their rosters and people were saying, oh, you know what? Some of the previous ones were almost exclusively white. And yeah. I remember some of my white friends not getting on and being like, yeah, well, you know, there's just fewer spots for white guys this year. And I was like, I don't think that's what it was. I think you're just yeah. not as funny as you think you are.
Yep.
Like, that's just, yeah. like, that's just what it is.
Well, I mean, look, the other way to look at it is it's technically true that there are fewer slots for white guys because previously 100% of the slots were for white guys.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Like, they're racist, but they're not. They're technically correct, but yeah. not for the reason that they think.
No, correct. Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I didn't Ooh. Know about the. I guess it makes sense that it can be in every.
Yeah, I think it's every industry. But the ones that are super white are the ones that are like
yeah.
the most hilarious when people are like, "Oh, I guess it's all about diversity now." Oh, speaking of something a little nearer to your heart, and I believe a conversation that last time you were on, we got feedback from people that were like, we don't like the video game talk, but we don't care.
Oh, interesting.
Have you, there's like a new, or they're trying to make a new Gamergate about how there's too much diversity in video games?
Yeah,
friend of
like,
this show.
Capital G gamers are like the worst fucking people on earth. They're like, they're such losers. Like the, gosh, there was even there's a game out right now. There's like, is this game too woke? And it's like, no, it's like has like you can play like a female protagonist. That's like kind of it. Like it's like it's yeah. not like it's like, come on, what are we doing? Like that's so stupid. All that stuff is anytime I, you know, hear anything like that. If somebody invokes woke in any direction, honestly,
yeah,
I'm like, really, okay, this person doesn't really know what they're talking about. Like, yes, this is kind of a dumb person.
My favorite gamer quote is someone asking Yusong if he's a gamer, and he responded, I mean, politically, no.
But do I play video games? Yes, I think that's good. I think that's the place to be.
Right.
But yeah, I don't think, like, just play it or don't. Like, I don't know. We get a lot of comments on, a lot of our negative comments for Get Played are because we don't fuck with J.K. Rowling and we don't fuck with the Harry Potter game. And people are like, they leave the most vile stuff, honestly.
Yeah, it sucks.
And it's just really, really crazy. There's a 1-star review up right now that's not so bad that you have to ask for it to go away, but it's like funny to read, that I won't repeat, but it's like, if you want to go check it out, it is funny because of how immediately wrong it is.
Oh my God. Yeah. I mean, that's the, like, yeah, it is just, like, this whole, all the transphobes are like, oh, we're being silenced. All we have is, like, one of the best-selling video games of all time, and we're like a media franchise and a theme park.
Yeah, yeah. All we have is our life every day. Like, it's fine. You're okay. Nobody's coming for you. Nobody's making you do anything.
You'll take it from me.
Yeah. But oh gosh, yeah. Any sort of gaming controversy, like that, I'm like, I'm so far on the other side of it. There was like, I can't even remember what it was, but there was something that I was talking about. Maybe it was like the TV show, the True Detective new season. I know it was divisive, like, for a bunch of reasons, but I, on the whole, liked it. I was like, this is like I like this show and what the vibe of it was. Maybe more than the story, I liked the vibe. But there were some people that were like, this show's for girls now. This show has two girls on it, and the theme song is a girl song. And I was like, it's weird. I don't know if I was like then doubling down on me liking it, because I was like, there's so many people. The noise was so loud on the other side that I was like, oh, like, I actually did like this. But, you know, if I talk about it and I think about like the plot of it or whatever, like, it's not my favorite one of the four seasons of it. But I enjoyed myself while watching it.
Yeah.
But I sometimes I feel like I can get myself worked up where if somebody is so loudly on the other side of something in a negative way, I'll be like, actually, it's good, and you're a piece of shit. Like, you're bad.
All of my opinions are based on spite. I realize I've never voted for anyone. I only ever vote against people or things or whatever.
Absolutely.
Or policies. Almost all media I like, and this is probably not the coolest of me, because instance, like, it's the fans that kind of define what it is. So I'm just like, I think the two biggest examples of things, like, so much British comedy I like in theory until I meet anyone else who likes it, and I'm like, oh, okay.
This is such a judgment, and I don't know if I actually think this. I'm just gonna say this right now.
Can I guess?
Please.
This is gonna be telling of me. It's completely different, but it's what I was thinking. Tesla people.
No, I was that's another thing that I think is so crazy. Because I'm just like, there are other electric cars now.
Yeah.
Like, that's a really good one. But I'm going to say, anybody that self-identifies as an Anglophile, I'm out. it's fine to like British stuff. It's great. There's a lot of good stuff over there. I love fish and chips, for example.
Yeah, there's good stuff, but the Anglo of it is famously bad.
Yeah, like, you have socks of the fucking, their little flag or something. That's weird.
Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, to me, it was specifically Chinese Anglophiles that do definitely exist.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we got fucking colonized by these people.
Yeah.
How the fuck are you going to have the queen's little face on a plate?
My father-in-law's English. And so they have like a lot of that type of stuff too. And I'm always like, this is a little weird. Like, If I had a fight with like the president on it,
you should have chopped. People would be like, chop that family's head off when you had the chance. In the
But like in high school, I like, I had some friends that were super into the Beatles, and like I didn't, you know, everybody likes them. Like I like them just fine too. But I come around on this new take. It can't. How good can they be?
Yeah,
you can't even throw your ass to it in the club.
Yep.
What are we doing?
I don't hate the Beatles because here's why I don't. I used to say I hate the Beatles, and now people who are so vocal about hating the Beatles are so annoying that I've gotten off that train.
So now you're like, actually, they're my favorite.
Well, I'm just very indifferent to the Beatles.
It's fine.
I was like, I don't know. I have no strong opinion. Anyone who
has
heard
the new one, I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay.
Anyone who has a strong opinion about the Beatles, I think I'm like. Although I think Tawny falls in that category.
Here's the thing. I do, understand the irony of this coming from me, the premier Weezer fan. But there's some songs that I'd argue you toss Weezer on in the club, people are getting down.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
I think that's fair. We've had a real loosey-goosey episode.
Tawny, I'm sorry.
We all got to apologize to Tawny. And let's see.
I think people should do that just in general.
We apologize to the premium show subscribers. Everything should be working. Oh, I do want to tease. I don't know when it's going to be on Yo Can We Live, but I will just say I made the single most revolting food. I won't even call it item, but it was a food project that I did. I don't think we're going to be able to talk about it on Yo Can We Live this week for sort of, I guess, social embargo reasons, but it'll come up soon. Anyway.
Wow.
And that's available.
Social embargo reasons. Check out my spinoff.
At the now correctly working suboptimalpods.com. Everything should be working. Let us know if it isn't. Thanks. I don't know. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Matt. I had a great time.
How people gonna find you is the real question.
I'm on Threads, I guess. I don't care.
Do you like Threads?
No, I'll post there occasionally, but the thing that I liked about Twitter is obviously long gone.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have even liked it then. You know what I mean? Like, it's sort of like, it's kind of think about the salad days of Twitter, and it was like still bad, you know?
Yeah. It wasn't cool then, isn't cool now.
Yeah. So I'm not on there anymore, but I'm on Instagram and Threads and Blue Sky and all at Matt Apodaca, you know, and sometimes I post and sometimes I don't. But I'm there, and then you can listen to Get Played wherever you get your podcasts, over on the HeadGum Network, and we're doing all sorts of crazy stuff.
New anime on Get Animate Patreon.
We're watching this show called Solo Leveling on Get Animate on our Patreon. Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, patreon.com/getplayed.
Damn. All right, I also gotta watch more anime, I guess. Okay.
You don't have to. You can just do whatever you want.
I have to. 323-389-7223. That's 323-389-RACE. Text, call, send stuff in. We're trying to get more just general advice. So send in your questions. We love giving advice. That's it. Peace.
Bye.
This is suboptimal.